Good morning. It's April 17th, and this is your daily brief in world news. Here's everything you need to know. In a dramatic escalation of tensions in the Middle East, Israeli leaders are now weighing their options in response to a significant Iranian airstrike. This airstrike wasn't just any attack. It involved a staggering 60 tons of explosives and over 350 projectiles, marking a severe increase in hostilities. The situation has further intensified with Hezbollah's announcement that three of its fighters have been killed in Israeli attacks on Lebanon, adding another layer of complexity to the already volatile regional dynamics. In response to these aggressive actions by Iran, the United States and its European allies are taking a stand through the imposition of new sanctions. These sanctions specifically target Iran's missile and drone programs, along with supporters of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard and the Iranian Defense Ministry. The aim here is clear: to curb Iran's capacity for such attacks in the future, and to signal a strong stance against aggression. But the measures don't stop there. The European Union is considering ramping up its sanctions, potentially introducing trade restrictions designed to impede Iran's missile development and curtail the supply of drones and missiles to its allies in the region. This move reflects a concerted effort by the international community to deter Iran's aggressive actions and to bolster defense capabilities in the Middle East. Amidst these developments, there's a global push led by diplomats and leaders to urge restraint and prevent any further escalation of conflict. The stakes are high, and the world watches closely, hoping that diplomatic efforts will prevail in steering the region away from further violence. The spotlight is back on former President Donald Trump as his hush money trial commences in New York, marking another chapter in the legal challenges facing the controversial figure. The case, which has attracted widespread media attention, promises to delve into allegations of a $130,000 payment made to silence a porn star about an alleged affair just before the 2016 election. The trial kicked off with jury selection amidst a tense atmosphere, as the judge took a firm stance against any attempts to intimidate jurors. This came after Trump reportedly interrupted a potential juror's testimony, leading to restrictions on the former president's ability to comment on witnesses and prosecutors. Trump's remarks about the judge's daughter had already drawn criticism, underscoring the highly charged nature of the proceedings. Beyond New York, Trump faces a slew of criminal charges across the United States. From Washington to Georgia and Florida, the cases range from attempts to overturn the 2020 election results to allegations of mishandling confidential documents. These legal battles paint a complex picture of Trump's post-presidential life, highlighting the myriad of legal challenges that continue to shadow him. Despite these challenges, Trump's campaign is pushing forward with plans for rallies and appearances in New York. The former president believes that the city's changing demographics, particularly the influx of migrants, could tilt voter sentiment in his favor. This optimism persists even as Trump navigates the intricacies of his trial, suggesting a strategic attempt to maintain political momentum amidst legal turmoil. A startling wake-up call occurred in Naples, Florida, when a piece of space debris from the International Space Station made an unexpected landing in a residential home. This incident not only brings to light the tangible dangers of space debris, but also prompts a reevaluation of how we manage the remnants of our orbital activities. On March 8, 2024, a 1.6-pound piece of hardware, identified as a stanchion from EP-9, a pallet released from the International Space Station in March 2021 for disposing of old nickel hydrogen batteries, crashed through a home in Naples, narrowly missing the homeowner's son. This piece of hardware, which had been orbiting Earth as part of the increasing clutter in low Earth orbit, passed through two floors of the house, highlighting the potential danger posed by falling space debris. The incident underscores a growing concern over the management of space debris, especially given the rise in satellite launches and the crowded state of low Earth orbit. NASA has confirmed the origin of the debris and is conducting a detailed investigation into how it survived re-entry and ended up crashing through a residential home. The agency is examining its procedures for disposing of space hardware and may need to update its modeling and analysis to prevent similar incidents in the future. NASA's commitment to operating responsibly in low Earth orbit and mitigating risks to Earth's inhabitants is at the forefront of this investigation. With the debris measuring 4 inches tall and 1.6 inches wide, the incident serves as a critical reminder of the need for better precautions and strategies in managing space debris. Fortunately, no one was injured, but the event raises important questions about future space debris disposal efforts and the measures necessary to protect people on the ground. As the investigation continues, the incident in Naples, Florida, will likely influence how agencies like NASA approach the disposal of space hardware, ensuring that the marvels of space exploration do not come at the expense of safety on Earth. In a notable update from the International Monetary Fund, or IMF, spring meeting, a revised global growth forecast paints a picture of cautious optimism amidst challenges. The IMF has adjusted its global growth outlook for the year 2024 to 3.2%, with particular attention on India, which now boasts a growth projection of 6.8%, positioning it as the world's fastest-growing major economy. This development underscores not just the dynamism of India's economy, but also the shifting landscape of global economic leadership, with India outpacing China in terms of growth projections. Despite the positive adjustment in growth forecasts, the IMF does not shy away from highlighting significant risks that shadow the global economy. Inflation and geopolitical tensions, notably the instability in the Middle East and the ongoing war in Ukraine, are flagged as critical concerns that could derail economic progress. The IMF's message is clear. While the growth outlook appears positive, underlying risks could pose substantial threats to global economic stability. In response to these challenges, the IMF offers a suite of recommendations. Countries are urged to tackle their high debt-to-GDP ratios head-on and to embark on credible fiscal consolidations. For the United States, the advice is precise. The Federal Reserve should proceed with caution, adopting a gradual approach to economic easing. This cautionary stance is informed by a complex global context, where economic resilience is balanced against the backdrop of significant risk factors. The forecast also brings attention to inflation, expected to ease with headline inflation projected to fall to 2.8% by the end of 2024. The U.S. economy, in particular, is highlighted for its strength, surpassing its pre-pandemic trend. However, challenges remain, especially for low-income developing countries still grappling with the pandemic's aftermath. The IMF's emphasis on credible fiscal consolidations and the maintenance of high real interest rates aims to shore up financial stability amid these uncertain times. The global economic landscape is fraught with risks, including issues in China's property sector and potential spikes in commodity prices triggered by conflicts. The IMF's call to action stresses addressing supply-side problems, enhancing foreign investment, and fostering education and climate transition initiatives. These measures are seen as pivotal for sustainable growth. Moreover, the aging population in industrialized countries presents another layer of complexity, prompting the IMF to advocate for immigration as a means to sustain workforce levels. In summary, the IMF's revised global growth forecast for 2024 reflects a blend of optimism and caution. While the upgrade to a 3.2% growth rate and India's standout performance offer reasons for optimism, the shadow of inflation, geopolitical tensions, and other risks loom large. The IMF's recommendations highlight a path forward, emphasizing fiscal prudence, cautious monetary policy, and strategic investments in future growth drivers. The global economy stands at a crossroads, with the direction of travel influenced by policy choices, geopolitical developments, and the collective will to address long-standing challenges. In a pivotal moment for international relations, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz's recent trip to China has set a new course for trade and economic cooperation between the two powerhouses. This visit, culminating in a 3-hour dialogue with President Xi Jinping and Premier Li Qiang, underscores the intricate balance of global trade dynamics and geopolitical stability. During their discussions, President Xi Jinping took a firm stance in defense of China's production capabilities, championing the cause of free trade and globalization. Meanwhile, Chancellor Scholz voiced concerns over trade restrictions, advocating for improved conditions for German businesses operating within China. This exchange of perspectives highlights the ongoing negotiations aimed at fostering a more open and reciprocal economic relationship. A significant outcome of Scholz's visit was the bolstering of the German-Chinese partnership in the automotive industry. The two nations agreed on key initiatives, including recycling and the advancement of automated driving technologies, signaling a deepening of bilateral ties. Furthermore, China's agreement to open its market to German apple and beef imports, with discussions on pork imports still in progress, marks a notable concession in the realm of agricultural trade. The extensive coverage of this diplomatic engagement in Chinese media reflects a strategic intent to enhance relations with Western countries, aiming to stimulate China's economic growth through increased access to foreign markets. Despite existing tensions related to concerns about overcapacity in Chinese factories and potential price wars, the leaders' meeting is deemed critical for sustaining geopolitical stability and promoting global peace amidst prevailing uncertainties. In essence, Chancellor Scholz's visit to China not only highlights the complexities of international trade negotiations, but also signifies a mutual recognition of the benefits derived from a strengthened German-Chinese economic partnership. This development is a testament to the ongoing efforts to navigate the challenges of globalization, ensuring a stable and prosperous future for both nations. This has been your daily brief in world news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.